For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get a good feeling. Yeah. Okay, I asked a little while ago what you were doing when you were 14 to think back about like what you were doing in your life. Maybe like your biggest accomplishment at the time would be getting out of bed and getting to school on time, right? Yeah. Well, Mason Wright just opened up his own restaurant. He's 14. He's the owner of Super Dogs down in Stonecrest. And he started out with just a little hot dog cart at the age of 9. He's Wow. been hustling since he was 9 years old. He had big plans to open up his own spot. And when the pandemic hit, all the places that he used to go sell his hot dogs out of the cart kind of dried up. So he had to think of a new business model, and it was the perfect chance. At his grand opening over the weekend, he told Channel 2 Action News the secret to his success.
A lot of hard work, missing out on a lot of weekends, and just always sticking to what I do best, and that's work hard.
So incredible, this story, and it just makes me realize I was almost this kid.
Really?
When I was 10 years old, this guy named Art's Cart, he set up a little hot dog stand on Main Street in Brattleboro, Vermont, my hometown. And when it was busy, like 4th of July weekend, he'd hire this older kid named Paul. And Paul's job was to just get people sodas and napkins and stuff. Mm-hmm. And man, I wanted Paul's job. The idea that I could be useful, appreciated, and be around hot dogs all day. So even on non-busy days when I knew Paul wouldn't be there, I tried to snake my way in. I would just go down. I'd order a chili dog. Then the next person in line would order, and I would be the one to grab their Sunkist before Art got the chance, and I could tell of it. I was annoying Art.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here, kid.
But I was 10, and so, I mean, really, Art of Art's Cart held me back. I could have been schlepping hot dogs.
You could have been Mason.
Like Mason. I'm so proud of this, Ken.
You and I are so different, Ted, because I hear that story, and you're like, what was the other guy's name? Mike?
Paul, yeah.
Paul, yeah. Like, you would just go when Paul wasn't there. I'd, like, figure out a way to lock Paul in his house.